Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. One of the things that helps you be successful is having a strategy. And today we're talking with Tiffany Rawson from Monumental Strides. Thanks for coming, Tiffany.
Absolutely, Mary. Thanks for having me.
So what kinds of strategy things should startups be thinking about?
Ooh, so many good things. If I could say one piece of advice, the biggest advice that I would give is that you should know what type of business you're building long term. So chances are, as an entrepreneur, you have your business plan. It's all set. You know why you exist. You know the audiences you're serving, the industry you're playing in. For the audiences you're serving, you should know their needs and how your products and your services are solving those needs. You'll probably know how much money you plan on making, what are your revenue projections, your expenses, all of those things to really show like, hey, this business idea is legit, it's viable. A lot of people stop there. They don't really think 3, 5, 10 years into the future to start to dream about when this business is successful. What does that look like? You know, what does it look like, not just with how much money I'm making, how big my team is, maybe how many locations I have, but what is my impact? You know, how, with the clients I'm serving, what impact am I making in their lives? If I have employees, what are the impacts that I'm making in their lives? You know, how am I impacting my community, maybe my industry? Maybe my goal is to become an industry disruptor. But, you know, thinking about all of these things in addition to how is this business serving me? You know, I'm starting it. How is it serving me in 10 years? What purpose does it have in my life? And really making decisions today that are going to not just set up the foundation for a successful business, but set it up for success in the future as well.
It sounds like a startup really needs to know their why.
Yes, but more than just the, you know, the beautiful mission statement that you put above your head or put on the wall, it's your why as far as what that looks like. How are you measuring that success? You know, how are you tracking it? And why is it important to you and everyone else who's involved in your business?
Sounds very good. Are there any particular tricks to finding out what you really should be doing to get to where you're going?
Yes. Two. First of all, dream. I don't know when as adults we decided that, you know, we can't dream anymore. We can't, you know, just kind of think big picture, big sky, throw some spaghetti on the wall, all the fun things. But really dream big. You don't have to know all the answers. It's okay. You don't have to know how you're going to get there yet, but just knowing, you know, in 10 years, am I a solopreneur? That's, you know, I don't want employees versus no, I want a company of 20, 30 people and a revenue of this. You know, even in my own business, Monumental Strides, you know, I am looking to build a business that ultimately I'm going to sell. And so because of that, it means that I don't have my name isn't in the title because this is not the Tiffany Rossin Show. It's something that has a life beyond me and outside of me. It means that I have to set up systems. I have to build a team. I have to do all of these things so that the business operates sustainably without me. And even with some of, our business model and the services we have and the things that we offer, it's something that we have to have a repeat clientele so that we don't just see somebody every 5 years who needs a strategic plan. We see them, it's a reoccurring business model so that it has a higher value for when I sell it. And, things are going to shift and, move and change in the next 10, 15, 20 years before I sell it. Someone could walk up to me tomorrow and hand me a check, and who knows? Maybe I would sell it. But the point is that I still know ultimately what I'm trying to build. And so as I'm making decisions about my business, how to structure it, where to spend my time and my resources, which as an entrepreneur, those are extremely limited. I want to make sure that I'm focusing on the things that sure are going to get my business going now, but are ultimately setting me up long term. So dream big, be specific. The second thing is write it down. Write it down. Write it down so that you are clear about what you're trying to achieve. And so is everybody else on your team and your partners and, the stakeholders that you bring into your business. Everybody should be on the same page.
And what makes a plan strategic rather than just a list of things you need to do?
Ah, good question. It's intention. It's knowing that you are thinking with the end in mind, and basically you are understanding what that gap is and you're trying to fill it. You're trying to close the gap. And so, you asked about how people could get started now, and I said to dream big, write it down. The other thing is don't stop there. Take a second and think about where you are today, where you want to be in the future. And basically, what are the even small steps you can do between now and then to help move you towards that future? Think about your business plan and all of the things you have written down that you're going to do. But are there maybe some softer systems, maybe your people systems, your maybe it's a CRM you need to put in place? Maybe as you're going through and you're figuring out your service model, you're documenting your SOPs along the way so that you can hand it over to somebody. But it's the little things that help build this bigger, successful thing over time.
Oh, this is really interesting, Tiffany. Do you have any specific, particular advice for startups?
Again, dream big. You don't have to know all the answers. It's okay. I know I tell my clients and even my coworkers, we pull out our vision every year. Things are going to change. I know for me, I spent almost 20 years of my life in one path, thinking that I was going to, continue being a leader and growing, doing design and engineering for attractions around the world. And something in my life changed. My vision changed, and it wasn't in alignment anymore. And so that was okay. I paused, shifted, and now decided to help companies, build the business of their dreams instead of just a roller coaster or attraction of their dreams. So don't be afraid to change your vision. It's okay. It should grow and evolve as you as a leader and your business grows and evolves.
Pivot is something all startups do often more than once.
Oh, yeah, it's a dance.
It's a dance. And those plans, you need to look at them quarterly and monthly in order to figure out what you need to do today.
Yep.
And if you really have a plan that you have the big picture in mind and the end goal is in sight, then you've got a real good sense of, okay, I need to do this today. And this other stuff I will do tomorrow or next Friday. And it's there, and you're ready to go, and you have your assignment that you've given yourself, and then it really works, right?
Yes, and as you said it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily map out the next 5 years of your life. I know a lot of people hear strategic plan and they think, "Oh my gosh, I don't even know what I'm going to do tomorrow, let alone 5 years from now." The only thing I'm asking you to do is think about what type of business you want to build in the future, in 5, 10 years, so that as you are planning, hopefully annually, but if you're planning quarterly or weekly, at least you're doing it with a specific destination in mind. Because I guarantee you will build something. It just may not be in the direction that you are hoping if you haven't set that direction from the beginning.
That's great. So thank you so much, Tiffany Rawson from Monumental Strides. We'll put contact information into comments so people can get more information if they want to from you. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful. And one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com and join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.